A few years ago, the Dalai Lama asked to meet with a group of Jewish scholars to answer a question that perplexes him, to which he thought the Jewish people had an answer. The question was, how do you survive in exile? Because his people are in exile, and he needs somehow to develop strategies and ideas about how to keep them together, he thought he would ask people who have endured exile and have managed to survive in that state for a couple thousand years. Now, of course, there is no single answer to such a complicated question. And you can give historical theories and theological speculations, talk about cultural and political structures, but no answer is final or definitive. And it is a question that the Jewish people asks itself. Why are we still here? This morning's Parsha, in particular, the speech of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Moses, our teacher, gives a very powerful answer, maybe as poignant and important an answer as we possess, that we might be able to teach the world. Because there is something very strange about Moses' speech this morning. You know, he's wandered 40 years in the desert with his people. He is about to send them off across the river into Canaan, which will soon be the land of Israel. And he decides at this time to recount the history of the wandering, and in particular, he's going to tell them what they did wrong. God told you to do this, and you did that. And here you made this mistake, and there you committed that sin. But what is peculiar about his talk is not that he chooses to rehearse errors. After all, history, in the words of one of its students, is nothing but a chronicle of catastrophes and errors. What is curious is that he puts it all in the second person. He says to them, you did this. You worshipped the golden calf. You rebelled against God. But they didn't. By now, the generation that did those things is gone. Moses has before him a new generation. To put it differently, an innocent generation. They didn't worship the golden calf. They didn't scream for meat instead of manna. But Moses, in what you might interpret as confusion at the end of his days, instead of saying, I want you to know what your fathers and mothers did, what your ancestors did, even what they did, he says, this is what you did. The Sfat Emet, the Ger Rebbe, the 19th century Hasidic teacher and writer, said that's because every generation lives with the sins of the previous generation inside it. Every country lives with the consequences of what it has done. Every child lives with the consequences of what their parents are and are not. It's inside you. And I think by expanding the Ger Rebbe's insight, we may come to an answer. We live, the Kabbalists tell us, in Jewish mysticism, in what's called Olam HaPerud, the world of divisions. There's you and there's me. There's over there and over here. There's then and there's now. We are split-making creatures. The humorist Ring Lardner once said that there may be said to be two different kinds of people who insist on dividing people into two kinds and those who don't. That's just what we do. Say there are these kinds of people and those kinds of people. But if you start to climb up the spiritual ladder, it isn't that there are no differences, but there are no divisions. What was past is present. Ask any physicist. And human beings, even though they may think they are ultimately separate from one another, are in fact all together. And for Moses, the Jewish people is not divided into generations or individuals. They're all one. After all, Moses has had a glimpse of eternal oneness. He's risen higher than divisions. To think of a physical analogy, if you live in this world, all you see are walls and divisions and differences, but take a shot of this place from outer space and it looks like one globe. And if you climb spiritually, as Moshe did, the divisions don't exist anymore. What they did, you did. What you do, they will have done. You affect the way the past is read by what you do now, and what happens now is a consequence of what happened before. As Cicero said, not to know the past is to remain forever a child. The past lived in Moshe. He was there. He saw it. He suffered it. And he doesn't want them to forget. We live in America. They live in Israel. So it's happening to them and not to us. But that's only if you live in Olam HaPerud, in the world of division. But if you believe that we are one, that that's more than a slogan, that that is a spiritual reality, then not only do you feel that this is part of your own life, but you have an answer to the Dalai Lama's question. Why did we survive? Because we survived together. Doesn't mean we never fought, God knows. Doesn't mean we never fight. But it means that we accept Moses' idea that there is a thread that inextricably binds us together. That we are, as our sages teach us, Am Echad in Lev Echad, one people with one heart. And if you think about it, why do you need to put one heart? It's sufficient to say we're one people. But the idea is that any injury to the heart affects the whole body. Any injury to the heart is serious. Nobody says, oh, don't worry about it, it's just my heart. That we live with that idea of oneness. And that that oneness is supposed to be a model for the world of ultimate oneness. Of the oneness of all human beings. Our sages said thousands of years ago, Nivra Adam Yechidi, God made a single individual at the beginning of the Bible to teach you that all of humanity is related. That ultimately, the divisions are a function of a spiritual myopia, of a short-sightedness. Not that there are no differences, but that the day should come when there will be no divisions. So when I read the names, Rory Klein, Idan Cohen, Amichai Merchavia, Alex Schwartzman, Ohed Klausner, Asal Namer, Shimon Agada, Shimon Dahan, all of whom killed in one battle, I feel part of that tragedy. When I read that hatred incites a maniac as it did yesterday in Seattle to go into a Jewish community center and start shooting and injure six, several of them seriously, and kill one? That's part of me, too. That's what Moses is teaching. Don't say it happened to them. Say it is happening to us. Realize that the past lives on inside of us, and the future that we shape will live on one day inside of a new us. That it is a stream, not a series of breakers or walls. It's all one. The first and last lesson of religion, said Emerson, is that the things that are seen are temporal and the unseen things are eternal. In other words, we may come and go, but the great stream of spirit that moves through us, that's eternal. It was, it is, and will be. And that's why we're going to Israel. That's why almost 40 of us are going. That's why, even though we started raising money to help people in Israel last week, right here, that's why we have well over $1 million already. And that's why I'm embarrassed when people in Israel thank us. It embarrasses me. It embarrasses me when somebody says, we're so grateful that you're coming to Haifa, because I want to say to them, you live here. Don't be grateful that we stop there for a day. My child isn't in the army. My home isn't within missile range. But if we're Am Echad with Lev Echad, this is just what you're supposed to do. And the degree to which Israelis are grateful for someone who's doing this is the degree to which we have failed. Because it should be an everyday occurrence, not a special event. Am Echad im Lev Echad. I experienced it this past week. Not just with everybody who came and contributed. People in the synagogue, people outside the synagogue, people who had heard about it. But also in the way so many different worlds converge and prove that all the divisions and all the differences of country and time in Jewish history, they all come to Am Echad im Lev Echad. Earlier this week, as many of you know, we said goodbye to one of our longtime members, Margaret Flesch. Early in her life, she left her home to go study. She left her six brothers and sisters and her parents and never saw them again. She hid on a train and jumped from a train and saved her life. She found someone to love and had children, one of whom is the president of the synagogue, who also found someone to love, whose parents also managed to survive and rescue a Torah from Romania, which we read at the Shiva Minyan for her. Am Echad im Lev Echad. Earlier in the same week, we had a memorial service for Dr. Kohanzadeh, who grew up in Iran, who saved the lives of Jews and Muslims as a doctor before he came here, who was a healer till the day he died, who I'm sure in the world in which he grew up never thought that somewhere in Los Angeles one day they would be holding a memorial service. Am Echad im Lev Echad. All those threads come together. And in this place, an improbable place, Los Angeles, for people from Romania and Czechoslovakia and Iran and Russia and South Africa and Israel to stand together and say, we're raising money for Jewish soldiers and Jewish children and victims of terror, and we're going to bring it to Israel. I don't think that anyone could have imagined such improbable events, such remarkable history, except perhaps for Moshe. Moses knew that miracles are the currency of our people, and that in fact, where you start out as a Jew is not where you will end up. I say this because I want to just let you know, as late as it is, if any of you wish to come, we're not leaving till tomorrow. We will be back on Thursday. And unless it's impossible, you should be there. Am echad im lev echad. One nation with one heart. Orit Topf, who has been arranging our trip, is here. Orit, please stand up so everybody knows who you are. Orit will be at the door where Colin is standing at the end of the service. If you tell her, even if you didn't bring your passport with you, if you tell her you want to go, she'll make it possible. If you tell her you're part of that heart, she'll make sure. But if you cannot go tomorrow, go next week, or the week after, or in a month. If you cannot contribute right now, contribute later. Remember that this is our wisdom. This is what we have to teach the world. That all Israel is responsible for one another, and that's supposed to be a model for all human beings. That all people ultimately are responsible for one another. And that in a time when there are countries that are run by or in danger of being taken over by those who preach hate and those who wish to divide one group from another and one person from another, and those who think that the destruction of innocent life is the path to salvation, Moses has a message. That message is a message we will carry tomorrow to Jerusalem. It is Am Echad Im Lev Echad. We have been here for thousands of years, and we are not going away. Shabbat Shalom.